This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
This is Frida Liu, and parking is the bane of all Malaysian drivers, and the issues of poor payment methods and lack of available and accessible parking areas contribute to parking stress, leading to a negative effect on our quality of life. Tell me about it. Nasir Habizar, CEO of John Parkir, joins us on Open for Business to discuss if a single mobile app can really change the landscape of parking operations in Malaysia. Welcome back, Nasir.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. And, you know, nice to be speaking to you again after all these years.
Yeah.
You know, let's go through history when we first spoke. And this was way back when, around 2015 period, when John Parking started the first site just in TTDI with 300.
Yes.
It's now 2019. But as of last year, you've got 250,000 users.
Yes, correct.
That's a major achievement.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you can tell us a little bit about how, you know, when we last spoke with 300 signups, what has happened since then? Of course, the milestones for each year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Frida. So actually, we have done a lot of improvement in terms of the system, first of all, because of when we started, it's version 1.0. Mm. And since this is a homegrown product, so we have done a lot of testing, research and development. We have done a lot of things to improve the system.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, because of when we started, we just a pilot test in TTDI, which is under Dewan Bara Kuala Lumpur. And after that, we expand our services to the rest of sites in Kuala Lumpur in a stages manner. Mm-hmm. And of course, when we expand the services and more users interested to know how to use the service, we're doing a lot of advertisement promotions as well.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we also enter into exhibitions.
Right.
We are quite lucky because of we've been given opportunity to provide free booth with the help of this government agency. We have those days we have Magic,
mm.
we have Cradle, we have Cyberview, mm. and also MDEC to help us.
Yeah. You've worked with all of them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, you left no stone unturned. I want to go through with you when you talk about promotions, mm-hmm. right? Getting people to come on board. What sort of promotions did you do?
Okay, because we know that this is a new service, with something that people will think of, is it easy to use, mm. how to use it. So we have to do kind of, first thing first, we do on-ground activity, mm. meaning to say that we meet with the customers, telling them this is the service, teach them how to use the service, and download the apps, do the simple registration, and do the top-up. And secondly, we also doing online marketing.
Right.
We make use of the social media because the users that is using the service need to have smartphones.
Mm.
And obviously, when they have smartphone, they are open to internet. So we do a lot of Facebook marketing, Instagram, and also sort of promotions.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, I'm looking at the problems faced by the consumer, right? Inconvenient to extend parking. Yes, completely. Oh, gonna run out again and then top up. Coupon availability for some places. We don't seem to have a standard. Coins, running out of coins. Mm. A range of system and apps. So, there are too many. And so people don't know, right? So
yeah.
This one's supposed to be like one, you know, one size fits all.
Exactly.
Okay, now, so let me just go through the story here. So this is 2015, 2016, right? You increased to 13,000 users and then a revenue of 800,000 gross revenue.
Yeah.
Where does the revenue come from?
Okay, so the revenue comes from each transaction. The parking transaction has been made by the public. So we capture that. So this comes into the revenue. And from there, actually, we take a certain percentage of the transaction will be our profit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's okay. You then, after that, in 2017, was quite a pivotal year, pre-A fund raising of 4 million. And the Sindirin Berhad was incorporated in 2017. What was it like, you know, in terms of looking for funds, and why was it important then to start looking for funds?
Okay, it started when we had a booth exhibition way back in Penang, 2016, April, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. Whereby at that time, we present our products. And there's also opportunity for us to having speed dating with the VCs.
Mm.
And so this feel that it's an opportunity for us to explore more in terms of fundraising activities.
Mm.
And after that, when we come back, we approach one of these VCs. It says that they are interested to invest in our company because they see the potential of having these services to roll out throughout Malaysia. And also for us, actually, we believe, because since we are self-funded organization, we need more fund to expand our services, to enhance the features, and to do marketing as well.
Mm.
So that's why it's a really have a needed for us to have VCs for us to fund our projects. So that's why we engage with the VCs, and we did this pitching session.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the VCs actually interested on our idea because they can see the potential. And actually the service has been successfully implemented elsewhere outside Malaysia. So it's not something really new in the market.
Right.
So that's why it's very easy for us to get VCs.
Okay, so that means giving up equity, right?
Yes, correct.
When do you know it's the right time for us for funding? And then like in terms of giving up equity, when do you know it's the right time for a company? And it's different for different companies, right?
Yes.
For you.
Yes, it's very different between one and another. So for us, at very beginning, because okay, first thing first, when we want to approach a VC, we need to have traction first.
Mm.
If there's no traction,
people, proven track record already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we have done that. We have some traction when we launched our service. We back in 2015, we have some traction, and from the traction, we can see the growth. So actually, this will trigger the VC and say this is a good company. And for us, we know that we need more fund to fund our business because. Based on our services, actually, the business model is that we not really go into the profit margin so much in terms of the percentage-wise. We're looking more towards the user base, the coverage. So when we want to do this, actually, we need more funding to fund the product in terms of getting the team members, in terms of doing the advertising and promotion. So that's why we want to have that's the trigger time for us to have a VC.
And if you were to bootstrap further, you wouldn't have moved. You wouldn't get from 800 to 250,000.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so it would be, and I guess other players will come in if they have more funding, they'll be able to take over that space.
Exactly. So by having this funding, we can work much more faster because we obviously. Obviously, we can have a bigger team compared to, because when we started, we only have 5 of us. So we are doing a lot of things redundantly, multitasking. So it's not enough for us to do things faster. So that's why we need more team members. And by having these VCs, actually, we can really position ourselves or making the team really can have a really good position at their sides to do things more faster,
right?
And to do it much more easier.
So now from 5 to how many staff now?
Now we have 22 staff.
Okay, so yeah. That's also grown quite a fair bit as well.
Yeah.
We'll talk about your plans from 2019 onwards, and of course the products that you have. Stay tuned to Open for Business. I'm here with Nasir Habizar from John Park here, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business and Enterprise. I'm speaking to a bold, fearless Malaysian, Nasir Habizar from John Park here, talking about the application. We started in 2015 with 300 signups. 2018, they've got over 250,000 users. So close to 300,000 now?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you've got, what's happened here? You've got three platforms, which is John Parking, John Force, and John Valet. How are they different?
Okay, so the first product we have is just John Parking. John Parking is actually mobile apps for the consumer to make parking payment. So it's very easy to use. First thing first, they have to download either from App Store or Play Store.
Mm-hmm.
And doing the simple registration and top up. And after that, they can use the service. So by having this app, actually, they can save their time by using the coupon, to scratch the coupon, or getting go into the machines to make the payment. And second product that we have actually Jom Force.
Mm-hmm.
Jom Force is an enforcement system for the enforcer. How they know that we made a parking payment is that by scanning the vehicle plate number. So from the scanning system, will tell whether this car is paying, is not paying, and expired already. So for those who are not paying and expired, they will issue a compound.
Okay.
So it's very simple, yeah. And the third one we have, Jom Valet.
Mm-hmm.
Jom Valet is a digital valet solution for the valet operator. Those days, actually, for valet operator, they will use a paper and pen. And by having a solution, actually, everything will be done digitally. So all the records will kept in the system, and then the operator will see the transaction in real time. So they know the collection on each every day, last month, last year, without having to ask their team members of the report.
You know, like in the last couple of years, last 4 or 5 years, as you're doing this, what has been the most challenging difficult hurdle to overcome?
Yeah. Of course, we are a two-sided business.
Mm.
We have to, one, local councils, and the other side is consumer. So the biggest hurdle actually we go through actually to get local councils on board, because first thing first, most of the local councils, they have to change their bylaw by accepting this digital payment into the system. And secondly, because we are a startup, quite new in the market, and when most of the time, actually, because we know that from the study or from the survey, 95% or 90 or 95% startup fails, so that's why they are quite
reluctant and hesitant
to work with us, because of they thought that maybe it's not like you can prolong for
yeah.
more. Yeah,
tomorrow it will be gone.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. So,
okay. I'm looking at some of your achievements here. So you got into the top 35 MBank Biz Race Challenge. You got the Company Achievement Award from CyberView, the Best IoT Innovation Company from Cradle, Coach and Grow Program, Best IoT Startup from the Malaysia Rice Bowl Startup Awards, Smart City Exhibition in Barcelona, and also speaking in Indonesia as well, right? When you look at all these things, right, I mean, what has been most significant for you?
Okay, so issues that actually the product, which is a homegrown product, can have the market, not only in Malaysia, locally, but also regionally. For us, we presented our product throughout the exhibition, and also we also entered into this competition, and it will recognize. Secondly, because of we also did exhibition outside Malaysia, for instance, we went to Barcelona together with Invest Lango last year with help of CyberView, and we showcased our product, and from there actually we get the feedback from people outside Malaysia. So they impressed with our product. They thought that this is not something from Malaysia, it's something
right.
that done overseas. But yeah, for our case, actually, all our products done 100% locally in Malaysia, in Cyberjaya, by the
so,
way.
So, I mean, like, it was developed by Malaysians?
Exactly.
Oh, okay, so choosing to take part in Barcelona, why was that important? I mean, what is this Smart City Exhibition that's in Barcelona?
Okay, we know that Barcelona is one of the smart city in the world today, and they're having a yearly event. And for us to go there, because of during that event, actually, the company represented in their country, and only Malaysia represented by Selangor. And for us, actually, we are fortunate enough because of we can showcase our product and getting feedback from the rest of the exhibitor as well, because of at the same time there are also some similar services with us, so we can exchange ideas in terms of what they're having, the technology they're having, and what we can bring into Malaysia and to enhance, to increase our features from time to time.
Right. Are you still very much Malaysian focused though in terms of your service? I mean, there's still plenty of room to grow in Malaysia.
Definitely. Based on the survey for the last year, Malaysia having about 30 million registered vehicles, and the potential revenue is 1.8 billion per annum. And this is the potential market we're having right now. And for us, our vision is to cover the whole Malaysia within 3 years' time. Though it's not easy to cover the whole Malaysia, it takes years to engage with the local councils. And our vision intention is to cover the whole Malaysia. And after that, we're also looking to expand regionally.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to expand our services within ASEAN countries.
Right.
But at the same time, we're also getting opportunity to provide our services in Thailand, Sri Lanka, and also Indonesia in the near future.
Yeah. Right, so that's that vision for the company. I guess 2019 onwards, you've got your future developments, you've got planning to go into buses and all that. Maybe you can tell us a bit more.
Okay, so what we plan to do, actually, we don't limit it ourselves as what we're having right now. We keep improvise the system, putting more features from time to time. Even for our services right now, we're having on-street parking.
Mm-hmm.
We also have off-street parking, meaning to say that you can use zone parking, to pay parking, in-building parking, for instance. We use QR code right now. At the same time, we're also doing research and development,
mm-hmm.
From QR code scanner, moving into RFID tag, and also later on to automated license plate recognition, or LPR, towards the end of the year.
Right.
So we keep improvise our system. And at the same time, because we know that we can bundle up this product between parking, payment, and also ticketing.
I see.
So what we plan to do is that... for example, you can use the same app to pay for the parking.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you can use the app also to make a ticketing purchase. And maybe you can ride, maybe for example, LRT using the same apps. So
right.
That's our vision in future. So we're going to combine the services with others as well.
Okay, so that's going to the touch and go space.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know like what you're trying to do is like bus e-ticketing, working insurance and road tax renewal, and motor vehicle repair. And I guess all these things that have compound payments.
Yeah.
That's another major one. But trying to look at the parking sort of thing.
Correct.
For parking needs, parking concerns, right?
Yeah.
From door to door in that sense. Are you looking at more investors or funding?
Yes, we are, because we had our pre-A last year, January last year, and we're also looking for Series A this year. Why we're looking for Series is not so much of getting funding, but it's the more towards to have a strategy partners.
Right.
Because we know that by having business, to have a good business, we need to have partners.
Mm.
So the partners can be from either from the... VCs that having maybe regional presence, for instance, or maybe VC having government relation business, for example. So this is kind of VC we're looking at. With this funding, we get to use it to expand our services in Malaysia. And also, we're also looking for regional expansion. Mm. So this is what we plan to do.
All right. All the best. And I know it's been such an exciting time chatting with you to see this growth. Yeah. It'd be exciting to see what's going to happen in the next couple of years as well. Nasir Habizar from Joan Park here. This is Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.